Okay, so before we go any further, let's clear some things up. So, again, welcome back to The Journey with Blue, my up close and personal Journey with Blue process of my own lessons, sacrifices, failures, and joys along the journey so that they may be a light to you along the path. So this is always the question, what does Blue do? And it's so funny, when I will wake up in the mornings when I was living at home, broke, struggling, figuring it out, my brother would pop into my room in the mornings and he'll be like, Tommy, you ain't got no job. And I'm like, okay, I do have a job. It looks different than other people. And the jobs that they have, but I definitely have a job and I definitely have businesses and ways that I make money. And so I want to share that journey with you really quickly. So for most of you all who've been following along these last couple of years, you know that my first leap, my first entrepreneurial leap was starting my first business 2 weeks after graduating college. So I'm from Atlanta. I went to the University of Georgia, and when I was a student, I had the opportunity to go on a study abroad trip to Ghana. And I went to learn more about the textiles and culture, but I also had the opportunity to do some outreach while I was there. And I met some amazing girls who I absolutely fell in love with, and fell in love with their spirit. I fell in love with their joy. They like welcomed us in like this song, singing, dance as soon as we got off the bus. And you know, I was able to hear their stories, and they shared how so many of the girls had come from the countryside to the city so that they could be able to go to school, because they had dreams, they had visions that they had for themselves and to help provide for their lives, but also for their families as well. But unlike here in America, where everything is free and we take it for granted, these girls were fighting for an education, and they had to pay for tuition, books, supplies, uniforms. And so you can only imagine, when money or resources are already scarce, and on top of that, you have to pay for all these other things, like, it just becomes that much more difficult, right? And these girls were not even allowing that to be an excuse and a reason for them to stop. And so I came back from that trip and from that moment questioning, what was my part in this? What could I do? And at the time, I was going into my junior year of college. I was broke. I had no money. I had no clue. But I shared the story and I shared my experience with my best friend. And we started thinking about, well, what could we do, right? Because we do have so much. And so we started putting together, you know, some ideas. And I mean, we had a lot of different things. At first, we were going to start off with a full clothing line. And then we were like, okay, this isn't going to work. We're not fashion designers. And so let's stream this down. And so we finally got to the point where we're like, well, let's start small. Let's start with what we can do. And so we started to start with scarves. And from there, we said a percentage from the scarves would help support the girls continue their education. So we were sponsoring the tuition, books, supplies, and uniforms for the girls. And so we had been working on this for some time, a couple years. And then senior year was coming up. Senior year was here. Graduation was here. And I didn't go on any like career fairs. I didn't go on any interviews, because this whole time I'm thinking like, man, I really feel like there's something to this, and I really feel like I should go for it. And it was a whole process, and I'll share that process with you all, but on a later video. But instead of getting the job, or applying for a job, accepting a job, which college had prepared me for, which life tells us what we should do, that's the next step. I decided to do something, I would say, a little different, completely different. And I decided to start the business full time 2 weeks after I graduated college. And You know, this was years ago, 10 plus years ago now, which obviously dates me. But, you know, I was in, lived in a world where I didn't even have Instagram at the time. And so I really had no clue what I was doing. And people were like, you're starting a business. Like, how are you going to make money? What are you going to do? And I'm like, I have no clue. I really had no clue. But I was like, I'm going to go for it. And, you know, it was the scariest decision, but it was the best decision I could have made for myself. And staying true to who I was and staying true to what I truly felt like was meant for me. And despite what other people said, despite the questions that came up, I'm so glad that I took that leap. And it will be the first leap of many leaps to come. And so, like I said, I had no clue what I was doing. I was sitting in my mom's kitchen every morning, AKA Bonet's headquarters, like researching, figuring it out, sending out emails, and putting the pieces together. Like, you know, it's really not having a blueprint to success or having a blueprint to how to start this business. Like, I literally was figuring it out from scratch. And, you know, what most people saw was that we were named Mashable's Top Black Owned Businesses Changing the World, Southern Living Beauty Awards, featured in Essence, Black Enterprise, so many things. We did a partnership with Walmart and Pantene for their Stronger Together campaign. I did a TED Talk sharing how to break free from the plan and let your vision guide you. And I think the biggest highlight was going back to Ghana to celebrate the graduation of the girls we started the business to support, and being able to see that our hard work, our sacrifices, the time that we put into it, the money, a lot of money that we put into it, figuring things out, that it actually impacted somebody's life. And that's what made all of this so worth it. And, you know, when I was going through my process of, will I take this leap? Will I start this business immediately after college? I asked myself a lot of questions and a lot of deep questions. I sat in my dorm room so many nights just silent of praying and asking, what should I do? What's the best decision for me? And during that time, I realized, I said, I want to live my life based off of 3 C's. And I said, I wanted to create, right? I love creating new things. I love creating new businesses, shows, all the things. I wanted to be able to create. I wanted to be able to contribute and impacting other people's lives and giving something to the world, giving something to other people. And I wanted to be able to be in control. Be in control of my own time, be in control of how much money I made, how much money I didn't make. And, you know, and that was the thing that helped make my decision to take the leap. And so I started Bonet, grew Bonet. Again, if you've been following along, then you know that we also went through a pretty big failure and setback with Bonet as well. And so we had gotten to the point where we had started our manufacturing and printing of our fabric overseas. So we had started getting into like silk fabric, moving into the luxury space. And our overseas manufacturer basically cheated us out of a significant amount of fabric. And so this was like projected revenues of almost like, I would say like $35,000, $40,000 that we were expecting from that collection. And, you know, that was a hard hit. And it was a hard hit, you know, financially, but it was an even harder hit to my ego. And, you know, it took me through a loop. And I struggled big time with this because, like I said, I started this business immediately after college. And so that was the only thing that I knew. And so much of Blue had become Bonet. and so much of Benet was blue. And so I had to figure out, who was I stand alone from anything that I ever create, right? That my identity, that my worth wasn't connected to my business or anything that I put out into the world, that me stand alone was worthy. And I got to define what that failure was, if it was gonna be my end or if it was just gonna be the beginning to what was next. And like I said, it was hard, so hard, because I didn't even feel like I could stomach another leap. Like, going for something else, I literally got sick to my stomach. I was like, I can't do it. I can't go through this again. But again, with more self-reflection, more work, I did take another leap. And you know, this is where the journey with Blue evolved, being able to create a space to share transparent stories of the lessons, the sacrifices, the failures. But it was also because I felt like I can't be the only one going through this. I can't be the only one going through receiving more no's than yeses. I can't be the only one going through the failures and the figuring it out. And so it was me selfishly needing to know, like, what are other people doing? What are other people going through? And if I'm going through it, then I know other people must be going through the same. So starting the journey with Blue, hosting these conversations, hosting live events, coaching people and taking the leap. And also, I think what most people don't know is that I took another leap during the pandemic, and especially when life was looking different for all of us. I had made the move from New York to Atlanta, and I was struggling. Like, I didn't have any money. The ways that I was making money all had stopped. I had gotten on unemployment, and you know, I had this idea of teaching in schools. So teaching educational principles, entrepreneurial principles, social and emotional learning. So all the things that I actually cover in the Journey with Blue, I knew, I was like, well, I wanted to develop and instill these same principles and practices into pretty much the youth, into high schoolers, into students. And really so that they too could see the possibilities that were available to them and help expose them to dream and to think bigger than what they may be seeing. And so a leap that I took, and I was like, who am I to do this? Because I had no formal background in education. And so I started an education consulting company, and it truly has been so fulfilling, so rewarding business that I've created. And working with the New York City Department of Education, you know, working with the New York City government, which is huge, in developing principles or developing curriculums and programs for their students, for districts, for some of the biggest districts in the actual city, in the city, which has been great for me and has been so exciting. And so, you know, when I look back on this journey, you know, even with this business, I've been able to support thousands of students and, you know, seeing something different, of knowing that they can go for it, of seeing people that look like them who've also gone for it. And it really touches my heart, even when hearing their stories and seeing the impact of the work that I've put together and that I've been able to create for them. And so when I look back on this journey, I realize that my three C's have carried me along the way. That yes, it's looked different. It's looked like scarves that I help support girls in Ghana go through school. It looks like a talk show and community and events and coaching where I help people take the leap to step into their potential, to step into their purpose so that they can truly live as free and fulfilled as possible. it looks like an education consulting company where I help students see the possibilities that are available for them and give them the practical tools and lessons to actually make that possible. And so it's looked different over the years, but it is also the same thing of me helping people step into their purpose and my contribution to help people go for their dreams, a go for something bigger. And I've stayed in that, of being able to create, being able to contribute, and being able to control how I show up in this world and how I get to do it. And so for you all who are questioning, does Blue have a job? Yes, I have a job. And it's a job that I've been able to choose time and time again, and that I get to fall in love with more and more each day. And I look back and I realize that everything that I do, I would have or have done for free. And if I had all the money in the world right now, I would still show up and do exactly the things that I do. And so it may not look like I have a job because I love it so much. And I have fun doing it all. And the journey is constantly evolving. But for you all who are asking, yes, Blue does have a job. And I'm so thankful I get to do it. So I'm excited again that you all are checking in with me, or that you are following along on this journey and this process with me. Again, I'm gonna be showing up weekly because we're doing it. We're doing it afraid in 2024. Like I said, this is such a vulnerable process. I've been putting it off for years, literally years, and then months and everything else. And like I said, I have been in my head about this, like, what am I gonna look like? What am I gonna sound like? And critiquing all of this, but I'm just doing it and I'm stepping out into it because I do feel like if I don't, then I miss the mark of where I'm meant to be and what I'm meant to give. And so thank you all for joining me on this journey. I will see you all next week. Make sure you're tuned in. Make sure you like and subscribe. And I want to hear from you. What are your three guiding principles that are helping you create the life and business of your dreams? Right? What are the three things that you are committed to in this life that you feel like are gonna bring you the true freedom and fulfillment that you desire? And I will see you all next time on the Journey with Blue. Have a good week. Bye.